Lift Him Up, November 18. Truth, the Basis of Character. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Those who study the Bible, counsel with God, and rely upon Christ will be enabled to act wisely at all times and under all circumstances. Good principles will be illustrated in actual life. Only let the truth for this time be cordially received and become the basis of character, and it will produce steadfastness of purpose, which the allurements of pleasure, the fickleness of custom, the contempt of the world-loving, and the heart's own clamors for self-indulgence are powerless to influence. Conscience must be first enlightened. The will must be brought into subjection. The love of truth and righteousness must reign in the soul, and a character will appear which heaven can approve. We have marked illustrations of the sustaining power of firm, religious principle. Even the fear of death could not make fainting David drink of the water of Bethlehem, to obtain which valiant men had risked their lives. The gaping lion's den could not keep Daniel from his daily prayers, nor could the fiery furnace induce Shadrach and his companions to fall down before the idol which Nebuchadnezzar set up. Young men who have firm principles will eschew, shun pleasure, defy pain, and brave even the lion's den and the heated fiery furnace rather than be found untrue to God. Mark the character of Joseph. Virtue was severely tested, but its triumph was complete. The same lofty, unbending principle appeared at every trial. The Lord was with him, and his word was law. Such firmness and untarnished principle shines brightest in contrast with the feebleness and inefficiency of the youth of this age. The idea that we must submit to ways of perverse children is a mistake. Elisha, at the very commencement of his work, was mocked and derided by the youth of Bethel. He was a man of great mildness, but the Spirit of God impelled him to pronounce a curse upon those railers. They had heard of Elijah's ascension, and they made this solemn event the subject of jeers. Elisha evinced that he was not to be trifled with by old or young in his sacred calling. When they told him he had better go up, as Elijah had done before him, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. The awful judgment that came upon them was of God. After this, Elijah had no further trouble in his mission. For 50 years he passed in and out of the gate of Bethel, and went to and from city to city, passing through crowds of the worst and rudest of idle, dissolute youth. But no one ever mocked him or made light of his qualifications as the prophet of the Most High. This one instance of terrible severity in the commencement of his career was sufficient to command respect through his whole life.